Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez. Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? We are back for another 1 hour of talking sports.
Hello.
First and foremost, we need to send out an apology. Granted, we were just relaying the information that was given to us.
And really, everybody was doing the same, too.
I was told that Corey Hill's best friend and cousin is the one that was reporting that Corey Hill had passed away.
So that's where it first came from, supposedly.
He claimed, allegedly, that he was at the hospital and witnessed the passing of Corey Hill.
Okay.
Which was news to Corey Hill's wife, who said he's still alive.
And resting.
So he must be in the hospital.
At the very least. And I'd imagine if there's a question of whether or not he's alive, he must be on life support of some sort.
I'm not even sure
that's an assumption.
Yeah, I'm not even, sure of that. So we apologize. And that's why I tried to research it out up until 30 seconds before airtime last night. I saw nothing.
It was brought up to us.
It was on TMZ and it was on some things, but I didn't see it. And so enough said, as of right now, to the best of our knowledge, Corey Hill is still breathing and amongst us.
Even the UFC released a statement.
Yeah.
Saying that that he had been on part of Tough Five, which was in 2008, as a cast member. They gave their condolences for the loss to the friends and family. This went up to the highest levels as well.
But I did sort of break something the other day.
You did?
I sort of did. And as I was sitting next to another media member at One Buck Place, sort of breaking. Well, first I said it appears like two people are going to be going into the Ring of Honor.
Right.
Because there was two chairs up there. And then I was sitting next to another media member who will remain nameless. And we're both like tweeting some things out. And he turned to me and said, after I told him who the second person is, I believe the second person was the first person all along. And then it broke that Doug Williams was going in. Then there's two chairs. And then Nicole Allstott's father, so Mike Allstott's father-in-law, walked in for the announcement. Kind of a dead giveaway, wouldn't you think?
I would say that's a yes.
Now, Jason Manecki was also there, who's a very good friend of Mike Allstott's, but I don't think he knew. Because the Allstott family did keep this very much under wrap.
What is the what other reason would Jason have to be there?
Well, there's.
Does he have involvement with the team?
No, but every year former players come to this announcement out of respect for, out of whether it was Derek or Warren the year before or Gruber or whatever. So Jason could have been there for Doug Williams. I just found that a coincidence because of the closeness. And don't kid yourself. I'm sure that a lot went into this in the fact that, and I'm going to give you point, counterpoint myself, this is the 40th year of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It does kind of make sense that number 40 goes in.
I think that's happenstance, personally. Personally.
No, I think it had a huge to do with it. Huge. Because of the number. I certainly believe that.
So you think that if it wasn't the 40th year, that they wouldn't have done it this year?
Possibly. Very possibly. And
to me, I think that's kind of crappy.
No, they
that's personal opinion.
They would have done it maybe next year.
Well, yeah. I mean, if that was a driving factor, then they would have done it once it was that time. But if you're judging whether or not to retire somebody's number for the franchise and put them into your
team. Well, their number, his number's not retired.
I thought that his number was going to be retired as well.
I haven't heard that.
Okay, so that was a misspeak on my part then.
I haven't heard that. It's just, you know, Mike Allstott is going to the Ring of Honor. And here's why I think the number 40, you know, did have something to do with it. How many people are going to go in the Tampa Bay Buccaneer Ring of Honor? There's not that many people. Let's be, you know, real honest about that. So, yes, I think the number 40 did have something to do with it. How much, I don't know. But we will talk about that. I want to talk about LeBron James. I want to talk about Doug Williams' comment about LeBron James and Jameis Winston. So a lot of things to get to over the next 50 minutes or so of this particular hour. But first and foremost, every other Friday, we love to get Steve Savanu on. So it is that time for our Audio Technica, not only talk, but giveaway. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing good, Randy. I'm doing very good because the Cavaliers beat the Bulls last night, and we're moving on to the next part of the process.
I just want to tell all the haters, five straight conference championships for LeBron James. I don't care how much you hate him. The dude is awesome.
He is an awesome guy, and he's come back home to Cleveland, and everybody's embracing him and saying, welcome home, LeBron. And I think this could be the year, so you never know.
I think it could be the year to get to the finals. I still think Golden State's going to be a tough team to top. LeBron, the Cleveland Cavaliers, the whole kit and caboodle, but Golden State's kind of on all cylinders right now.
Oh, absolutely, and of course, you know, we've had some injuries as well on the Cleveland side, so well, let's wait and see. You never know what can happen in this crazy world of basketball.
Right now, I want to see him get by to the next stage. I am a fan of LeBron James, not necessarily a fan of the Cavaliers or the Miami Heat. I like people that have stuck with the player no matter where he's been, and I want nothing but the best for LeBron and for you people up there in Ohio in the Cleveland area.
Well, thank you.
I'm thinking of you. Let's talk about the ATH-AX3IS.
You know, we've been talking a lot about in-ear headphones. And sometimes in-ear headphones aren't necessarily the choice for certain folks. So with the AX3IS, it's part of our Sonic Fuel line. This is an over-the-ear headphone. It's designed to work with smartphones, and it's got a 40-millimeter driver. That's a huge driver. That's right up in there with some of our professional monitoring headphones. And it's going to give you a really full, rich, premium sound. The other nice thing about these headphones is we've got really thick, heavy, generously cushioned ear pads and a generally cushioned headband. Because, you know, people that are wearing phones now, it's more than a fashion statement. They're wearing them because they really want to listen to their music, and they're wearing them all day at work, or they're wearing them, you know, when they're studying or just when they're doing stuff around the house. And so we want to make certain that not only do these sound good, but they're comfortable and they're durable. So they're going to take the day in and day out abuse that, you know, you're going to give them when you're wearing them for things.
Exactly, Steve. And that's one of the things that I kind of wanted to touch base just on how comfortable they are. I've had headphones in the past before we hooked up with Audio Technica, which is now going on, you know, the fourth or fifth year, where, you know, after 35 minutes or 45 minutes, you take them off and your ears are all crushed in. And, you know, it's almost like when you hit your funny bone. I mean, the ears hurt. After using this product, it's like you can leave them on for 24 hours.
Yes, they're really designed for, you know, extended wear because people are wearing headphones more often. And a lot of people just don't like the feeling of earbuds in their ears. So we're seeing a lot of folks transitioning over to the over-ear headphone.
Matter of fact, I plan on using this product for my I have about four trips in the next 2 months. So I plan on changing it up, just to change it up a little bit, taking the earbuds out and using this. And one of the things, another one of the things that I like is the easy storage. Fold up, you can pack them away, and it makes it a lot easier to move around.
Not only that, they fold flat for storage, and it's one of the real issues when you throw your headphones in your bag, and I don't know why this happens, but it happens more times than not. When you go to pull them out, the cord's all tangled up.
Yep.
So we've gone to a flat, tangle-free cord on these guys so that the cord is less likely to tangle when you toss them in your bag and you go to pull them out.
And, of course, and we'll end with this, and I'm going to change it up a little. When you're there to operate, you also want to decorate, and they come in numerous colors.
They do. They come in black, navy blue, and red. And because they are the IS version, they've got an inline controller and microphone. It's designed to work with smartphones and other devices. So you can answer and end calls, pause and play, and adjust the volume on the compatible devices, smartphones and players. So it's just an all-around great headphone.
Another quality product from Audio-Technica. Steve, where can people get more information? Where can they pick up a set of these if they're not the fortunate one to win the pair we're going to give away at 11:59:59 tonight?
Well, you know, well, I like to say it's just pure sonic goodness from Audio-Technica, and you can find out more about these by visiting us online at www.audio-technica.com. You can find these in online and brick-and-mortar retailers all over the country. Just ask for the Sonic Fuel ATH-AX3IS over-ear headphones.
There you have it. As always, Steve, thank you very much. Have a great weekend. And, of course,
you
go
too.
Cats. That is Steve Savanu, everybody, Audio-Technica. And good things for him up there in the Columbus-Cleveland area. As LeBron kind of struggled a little bit offensively yesterday, but some of the bench guys stepped up when the point guard got injured, and kind of put the game away. Not so fast, L.A. Clippers, as they're up 19, blow the lead in the fourth, and the Houston Rockets return home with Kevin McHale. How weird. Well, you're too young to really understand, but watching Kevin McHale, the former Boston Celtic, where's Larry when you need him, now coaching. He's been coaching for a while, but it's still, I remember him like it was yesterday with the Celtics, and now he has his Houston Rockets in Game 7.
Where does that game rank when for you in all-time implosions?
Not that I watched much of it, but it doesn't matter. It's towards the top. I mean, they blew a double-digit lead, and in the fourth, they still had a double-digit lead. I think they were up 10 or 11, and they still blew that. And this might be the end of the Clippers.
It's not like it's
emotionally.
Even, yeah, it's not like it's a small game or a game you can just be given away either. Of all the times to not do something like that, this is it.
I was my normal self that you and a lot of other people involved with Talking Sports and Knockout Radio love to tell me what a rotten person I am. I was rooting for Washington to beat the Rangers so it would screw up Frozen this weekend in Tampa Bay.
Well, that, you know what? That makes two of us, actually. I was kind of hoping.
It would have been a shame. You know, people have had tickets for over a year, but right. In a way it would have been funny as well. So,
and that's really all. It's nothing personal against anybody who has tickets or anybody who wants to go see it. It's just the irony.
I've never seen Frozen, so I don't
Neither
know anything about it.
No clue.
I don't know any of the names. I don't know any of the songs. I don't know anything, but that's because I don't have a child in the age between the ages of like 2 and 11. Isn't that what Frozen would basically fall into?
Yeah, you sounded like you were asking a question whether or not you had a child between the ages of 2 and 11.
Well, no, I was going to change it because I have a lot of children. A lot of children that I'm responsible for or been involved with. I better be careful. Thank God this isn't the Thursday night show because that could have gotten me in trouble. But, hey, I do want to thank everybody. We thanked everybody last night before we hit this break. Everybody that came out to the Rugged Maniac on Saturday.
It was amazing.
Everybody that came out and was part of the Knockout Radio team from Kinetics, from Tiger's World, and then I tended to forget some of the individuals, Chris and Ryan. Shane Grossman, our buddy, flew in from Ohio, which to me is one of the coolest things ever. Now, granted, we were not the only reason he flew into town, but
we
were one of.
We were a big reason.
And to have Shane and his son involved, it was so much fun. I was a little concerned about it leading up to the claustrophobic one, the rings that I flunked on, that I will do it again. I will do it next year when they come back, with a team, without a team. But it was so much fun. It was so much more fun to do it with about the 6 or 8 people that stuck together.
Right.
You know, some of the other people ran off. I know Chris finished in under an hour, which is pretty impressive. I think we checked in at like 1:37.
Mm-hmm.
But the guys from Tiger's World, they would haul butt up. They would do the obstacle, and then they would wait for some of us slower people.
Team.
So it was a great deal of fun. When we return, I want to get into a little bit more about Doug Williams and Mike Allstott going into the Ring of Honor. We'll talk a little bit pros and con, more pro than con, but we'll talk about that. We want to talk about your horse race this weekend.
Preakness.
A ton to get to over the next 3 segments. This is Talking Sports. Hit us up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KOX.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you an Ultimate Fighting Championship fan? UFC Fan Expo is the ultimate fan experience focused on elite fighters and industry icons. Buy your tickets today for UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Sands Expo and Convention Center Friday, July 10th and Saturday, July 11th. This has never been a more exciting time to be a UFC fan. UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas will bring fans of all ages together from around the world to celebrate their passion for America's fastest growing sport. There's something for everyone at UFC Fan Expo. Join the ever-evolving UFC universe and buy tickets today at www.ufcfanexpo.com.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public. West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to WestChaseGC.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
At Torta Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Torta Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Torta Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Allsat from the Tampa Bay Buccaneer. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All aboard!
I am not sure, and Ed, if you can, you know, jump on the mic just for a second, you know, give me your opinion. If there has been a more popular athlete in the history of Tampa Bay since day one, of course, we're going to go by since the beginning of our time, more popular than Mike Allstott.
I think you're right, pretty much.
So the only person I could think of would be Leroy Selman, and I don't really, I wasn't around for for his era, so I'm completely speculating right there.
Mike had the pleasure of being popular while the team was winning too. Leroy did not.
Right, and that definitely helps them. That definitely helps them. And, of course, do you remember the Allstott's Pizza Place downtown St. Pete?
I do, yeah.
We're going back in time. But I am very excited, and more times than not, I don't really associate. I don't say that I'm a fan of. I'm a fan of the person Mike Allstott has been the whole time. During his playing time, he was always good to the media. He was always good to the fans ever since he retired. Same thing. And I am extremely happy for Mike Allstott. And I believe Mike Allstott deserves it. You know, timing-wise, like I said, I really do think that it's partly because it's the 40 It just kind of makes sense. Why would the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and here's the con part, go to a two-person? It's not like they have that many people to put into the Ring of Honor.
So as an example to get around that, it would be induct Allstott this year and Doug Williams next year,
and,
that type deal?
Well, and that's really what – I wasn't even thinking Doug Williams, to be honest. But
or anybody.
I was thinking, you know, Mike Allstott this year, not because of the 40, but that just to me was the next guy. There's Rondé coming. I'm sure John Lynch will go in as well. I just don't think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have that many names. Don't just put people in to put – and I've always said that about the Hall of Fame as well. You know, if this is the Ring of Honor, this is – and that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, best player. It's the Ring of Honor. So you can kind of put in guys that, you know, are not the, the best players, not only in the league, but, you know, for this team. But I just don't get or understand, you know, the two. But I'm cool with it if Mike was the number two.
You look at what Allstott did, and he was only here for, what was it, about 7 years?
Or longer? I think it was longer. I think it was like nine.
He did deal with some injuries as well, but he has the franchise touchdown record with 71 total. He's third leading franchise point scorer. He had 432 points, the only non-kicker in the top seven of that list. Second in franchise history for rushing yards, 5,088. And yards from scrimmage, 7,372. Fourth in franchise history with receptions, with 305. Tied for second in franchise history in playoff appearances, which is 10, tied with Derrick Brooks. Franchise leader in playoff rushing, 341 yards, and total touchdowns. He has 7 playoff touchdowns. No one else has more than 2.
6 Pro Bowls.
Most by an offensive player in franchise history.
3 All pros. Mm-hmm. I believe it was 11 years, but he played 9, and he made it a point to say it in the press conference that he's going to count all the time on IR, as which you do.
Sure.
You know, you got
he's
paid for it. It is part of it, and definitely deserves it, and I'm very happy. And I hope they put Mark Allstott's name up there at the top, you know, next to Warren Sapp and next to Derek
Mark.
Brooks. Yeah, Mark.
Mark Allstott.
Yep, that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. For those of us who are playing the home game and aren't quite as familiar with Doug Williams,
you must have been gone doing your military duty when John Gruden called him.
Hey, didn't they have a ceremony? Was it last year or 2 years ago where they actually retired his number because they even brought out the orange one that was misspelled?
I don't think so. I don't remember that.
They had a ceremony, and I remember they brought out the jersey, the orange one, that his first one that he wore. I think it was in San Diego that was actually misspelled.
That's awesome.
Wow.
So they brought that out. But, I mean, I agree with you guys. I mean, I think they owed it to Doug Williams to get him in there because he's part of the past, and I don't think they wanted to disassociate themselves with the past, but they need to bring him. And then also this year being, I think, is going to be a transition year. Something's got to happen, you know, on the field, and I think they need some butts in the seats, and definitely having a game where you're dedicating a game to putting Mike Allstott in the Ring of Honor is going to put more seats, actually, sadly to say, than it is going to be Doug Williams. So that's two things. And plus, you said he's a fan favorite in the media. I mean, I never had a bad thing to ever say about Mike Allstott in the locker room.
Yeah. You know, do you really deep down believe that Doug Williams deserves to be in there? What, he was here, what, 4 years?
Yeah, there's a guy you can't go by stats. I mean, he was really done wrong by Hugh Culverhouse. I mean, who's to say what Doug Williams would have gone on to do for this team? Because once he was gone, I mean, it was almost a curse, for crying out loud.
Well, it was a curse.
Yeah, it could have been. But, you know, I think they owed it to him. And you can't go by stats. I mean, definitely, he was a part to turning this team around and the success that they had. And there were no free agency back then. All you got was everybody else's droppings. And John McKay put a team together. They drafted a team. They drafted Leroy Selman. They drafted Doug Williams. And, you know, it's sad to say that he had to go off to the USFL. But, you know, I think they owed it to Doug Williams. There's a lot of people that I do. I mean, I started watching the Bugs, and I idolized Doug Williams. So somebody like me, you know, would definitely agree for him to be up in the Ring of Fame, the ring.
And I don't know if you listened to the press conference, Ed, but there's still a lot of bad blood. Doug Williams dropped a couple things. He doesn't know why he's still not here. You know, he threw 3 or 4 things out there. So, I mean, there's still a lot of dissension there was between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah,
and
I didn't know. I could, when I was watching, I was going to be there, but I didn't have time. And I, you know, I could tell in his facial expressions, his kind of his body language, he was a little uncomfortable. I don't know what the deal was, but he wasn't able. You know, Gruden was the guy that brought him back here, and then, you know, I don't know if coaching changes, maybe Shiano had something to do with that, that he didn't want to associate with Doug Williams. I don't know. I really don't.
But, and I'm only going to disagree because I don't think a team owes a player. I don't think a player owes a team. I'm not against it per se. I just don't think, and I've covered this team since day one, when you're talking about the elites, and again, that's not necessarily what the Ring of Honor is, but when you think the elites, I don't think many people would put Doug Williams in that elite category of Warren Sapp, of Derek Brooks, of Gruber, you know, of, in my opinion, Mike Allstott.
Well, I think that may be one of the last maybe to go up there. I mean, you can make maybe a case for Ricky Bell or Richard Batman Wood, but there's not going to be very many others other than that from the past. So I think everything else is going to be pewter and red.
Right. Well, and again, that's where most of it, you know, they had that one run with Doug, you know, early, but didn't get the job done. But, right. You know, and people are going to, you know, say, because they have said it to me already, why is Rich McKay up there? You know, he was the first coach, you know, he did a few things, but, and that's where it's going to get interesting with Tony Dungy. And then does John Gruden go up there? We've got plenty of years to put somebody up there.
And I got to tell you, because somebody asked me this the other day, what was your best Mike Allstott story? And I said that, you know, there was a game against the Lions, I think. And Randy, remember when we used to go out on the field with 5 minutes left and we could actually stand right on the sideline? There's a yellow marker and you're about 2 to 3 yards from the actual playing field on the sideline. And Mike Allstott had come around the corner. He was fighting first down. There was grunting. There was groaning. There was biting. And he reached out and he looked up and I was probably 2 feet away from him, and I'm singling first down, you know, he's got it. And I was in the locker room, and I asked him, I said, you know, Mike, on that play, did you feel you had the first down? He goes, I wasn't sure. I looked up, saw your big ass signaling first down, and I knew I had it.
That's awesome. That is fantastic. And here's a story that I tell, and I know we're at the bottom of the hour, and so we'll take a break right after this, but I tell this story all the time at the player show at the press box. There's always hazing. Alex, I know that you've heard this story as well. There's hazing in everything we do. There's hazing in the military. There's hazing in the football field. There's hazing in the football, you know, locker room, clubhouse, whatever, you know, any of the above. So Mike Allstott tells a rookie quite a few years ago, no, that is not my phone. Stop giving me a look.
We got Larry on the line when you get a chance.
Okay. Allstott tells a rookie, hey, go get me a Gatorade. So the rookie gets a napkin, and he draws a diagram from the meeting room to the cooler where the Gatorade is and hands it to Mike. Now, I don't know if he says, go get your own damn Gatorade, but basically he was saying, go get your own damn Gatorade. So the next day, and this was at Old One Buck where we were out in the trailers and the cars were parked right by where we would go out at the trailer. So the next day, whoever the rookie was, and I don't remember, after practice went to his car and there was a napkin on his car. Mm. With a diagram to find his four tires
his
and the
wheels.
Hood of his car.
I remember that.
Is that not the best?
It was a treasure hunt to find his wheels.
Exactly. It was definitely pretty
fun. Do you want to take Larry real quick?
All right, we'll do that. Let's go to Larry, who's going to tell me something about Kevin McHale and the Boston Celtics, I'm sure.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
All right, how are you?
Yeah, before I talk about that, I'm hearing Allen Iverson is having financial problems, but he got $30 million setup somewhere. We can't get it until you get older. And I know a lot of teams hire their own players later on, like you see even Doug Williams hired by the Bucks, he was hired by Washington. Is there a possibility? I know they probably hire certain kinds of guys where they hire people. I don't know, Allen Iverson is the person they want to hire, but I'm just saying, have you heard about what's going on with his life? I'm hearing that he's going bankrupt and he has a lot of financial problems.
I think some big fan of Allen Iverson should start a GoFundMe, and all the people that don't have money should send him money so he can survive until he gets to more of his money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you. He can get it later on. We can't get it now. I guess I'm going to set it up that way. He might spend it all right now.
I'm sorry, but I don't feel bad for any multimillionaire that squandered all his money, and now he's got to go get a real job. Doesn't affect me at all.
Yeah. But Randy, I know you mentioned about, you know, I'm a big Celtics, right? So, 6 of the 8 teams, except Chicago, they're out of it now. had a player or a coach from the Celtics. So I was pulling for all six of those teams. And the only team I'm pulling against is Golden State and Atlanta. Those are two number one seeded teams. So they don't have any Celtics that I know of on their team. So I'm pulling for the other six teams. And I'm looking at myself winning anyway, even although the Celtics are not there. Somebody from the Celtics will be winning the championship this year.
Well, unfortunately for you, and fortunately for our good friend Maurice Spates, I still think the Golden State Warriors are going to win the NBA title, so your Celtics will not be victorious.
Well, you don't think so? Well, I know I was surprised with the Clippers last night. I don't know if they will beat Houston there with the way they should have won, up 19 points and up 13 in the fourth quarter, and you lose that ball game. I went to bed late, like 12 o'clock, and it was about 11 to 12 then. I said, this game should be over. Wake up the next morning, and the other team come back and win. So I think, I don't know what Doc Rivers was doing, but I guess he called timeout. I didn't see what happened, but I heard about it.
Well, from what I read, because I was watching a little bit as well, and then I fell asleep, they went to the Hack-a-Shack a little too early, and they started putting Dwight Howard on the free throw line way too early. He kept draining them. They couldn't score, and that's how they came back.
You think that's a good thing? You think basketball going to? I guess why not do it if it's going to help you get that player out of the game, can't shoot free throws? But you think they could change a rule, or you think they're always going to be that way? Foul a guy who can't shoot free throws, and you got to take him out of the game, or you leave him in there and suffer with it.
I don't think they should change the rule, and it kind of drives me crazy. You know, if you can find a way within the rules, it's kind of like the shift in baseball, and now the new commissioner wants to try to outlaw that as well. If it's within the rules and you find another way and you can, you know, there's some teams that don't go to the bench too often. So go to the bench, do the hack or whatever, and if they don't hit the free throws, then obviously it betters your chance to win. I'm okay with it personally, but here's where it backfired. And Howard sank him, and now we go to Game 7, and I think Houston wins Game 7 in Houston.
Right, because what teams do in baseball, if a guy hitting real well, you walk him.
Or you hit him.
You can't hit him on purpose. They know it. You get in trouble that way.
No, you don't get in trouble that way. The only way you get in trouble, Larry, is if you hit somebody after you've been warned.
That's why
a lot of times they wait. They'll wait till the next series, you know. But if somebody's on a tear and nobody's expecting anything, and you drill them early, then you get the warning. You're off scot free. That's why you always hit first.
Or hit first, and the other team get in trouble or get thrown out of the game.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. But I think that this has been one of the best NBA playoffs. This is my opinion. I mean, just all the years I've been watching it with the competition. Even the first round with the Clippers and the San Antonio, you probably could not find a better round. That was a great series, and I'm thinking that for what I've seen overall, this has been one of the best playoffs that I've seen in a long time.
Absolutely, look how Cleveland went down, and then they came back to win it. Golden State went down, the two games to one. They've come back. They haven't won it yet, but hopefully they'll do that soon. It has been very, very competitive. We don't talk much about it, but so is the whole hockey playoffs as well. It's been very exciting as well.
Right. The big problem is the injuries. You're scared of that, I guess. When you play so hard, anybody can get hurt at any time. You lose one player, like LeBron James, a couple of times. I thought he could have been out for the year. I mean, he landed on his ankle. I said, boy, he's going to be out. But he got back up, and even the last night, the Thompson guy fell on his shoulder.
Right.
I said, man, this is a very serious playoff that any game you can lose the main player in them, then you can't. If LeBron is hurt, we know Cleveland's not going to win. With Kevin Love being hurt and also Irvin hurt now, but he should be okay, they still can win. But without LeBron, they would not win.
Well, again, LeBron struggled last night. You had the guy coming over from San Antonio. You had some of the other bench guys step up. Sometimes, not always, and very rarely, I know I'm getting the looks and stuff. Sometimes when other guys have to step up, they tend to do it. And, that's where championships teams are made.
Right, but LeBron did other things. Although he wasn't scoring a lot of points, he did other things. He made a lot of assists. He was passing the ball. So
who would they have interviewed? Larry, who would they have interviewed if LeBron, wasn't on the court after? Because it's always LeBron.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Maybe the guy who hit the shot, the point guard that came off the bench.
Maybe the coach that nobody knows, because really the coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers is LeBron.
Yeah, but we're going to see what happens. Hopefully the Lightning, they got a tough going to New York tomorrow, so hopefully they'll be able to win. But they were saying the Lightning, the one, I mean not Lightning, the the Rangers have won every game by one, won or lost by one goal. That's kind of tough. That means they're playing some real tight games, the defensive games.
It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, we got to hit this break. Right. Larry, thanks for the call. We certainly do appreciate it. A couple more things that I want to touch base on with Cleveland. We'll do that, and we will talk a little bit about the return of Martin St. Louis right around the corner. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project, or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
If you're in the market for your next car, then the place to shop is AutoShopper.com. You'll have access to hundreds of dealers right here in the area, and you can search over millions of cars nationwide on AutoShopper.com. AutoShopper.com is in hundreds of locations in the Tampa Bay area. Find your next car by taking advantage of all the power and reputation of AutoShopper.com. From your desktop, you can read car reviews, automotive news, calculate payments, use our tools to research, and get a Carfax vehicle history report at AutoShopper.com. This is the publication to pick up and read when you're looking to purchase your next car. Log on to AutoShopper.com and search for your special vehicle. And if you want to sell your vehicle, then advertise it in AutoShopper.com magazine. The readers can view a picture of your car and call you directly. It's all happening at AutoShopper.com, your auto buying and selling source. Pick up the magazine today or log on to AutoShopper.com, the premier source for car buying or selling. AutoShopper.com.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to WestChaseGC.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Budget Self Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the five-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of The Players Show and Go Bucks!
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Lomas Brown, and you're talking sports with Randy, the Monster Jam Man.
the phone lines as the Anti-Smooth's biggest fan is on the line, so we'll get to that in a second. Real quick, what was it, game five when LeBron hit the winning jumper? So the head coach first calls a timeout, not having any timeouts left. I don't know if you saw that. He got away with that. Then when he laid the game plan for the final play, he had LeBron bringing the ball in. And LeBron said, I think not. Would you have not fired that guy right then and there?
Well, no, you got to get through the rest of the playoffs.
Why? You don't need him. If the coach tells LeBron James to bring the ball in with 2 seconds left, he deserves to be fired on the spot. Second, I want to read this before we go to, like I said, your biggest fan. This is on Doug Williams' Wikipedia. And it's a story, you know, we've all heard about it, but I'm going to read it to you straight off of here, and you decipher it for me because we all know you are much more intelligent than I. According to legend, Williams was asked this question on Media Day, and we've all heard this: how long have you been a black quarterback? He supposedly replied, I've been a quarterback since high school, and I've been black all my life. The story is untrue, but Williams says he gets asked about it all the time. On February 1st, 2013, Williams was interviewed on the Boomer and Cant Carlton show, and he was asked by host Craig Carlton if the question ever happened. He replied that it was true. Williams said he thought the reporter was a little nervous and the question may have come out the wrong way, but that no ill will was meant towards him. So it did or it didn't happen.
Well, I'm going to believe him if he said that happened.
But he supposedly said it didn't happen, too. The story is untrue, but Williams says he gets asked about it. So Williams must have said at some point that it's not true. If he says, if the response says he supposedly replied, that was the question about being black. The story is untrue, but Williams says he gets asked about it. It didn't say the story is untrue, but Williams said it has happened.
Right.
It says the story is untrue, but Williams says he gets asked about it. But then later in the same paragraph, he said it is true. I'm a little confused,
yeah.
And there's only one thing to do when I'm confused. Get more unconfused, and let's go to Rob. Rob, what's up?
Hey, Randy, you're intelligent like me and Wedge.
Well, I'm third in that list.
American Pharoah will win the Preakness tomorrow, and it's going to be the New York Rangers versus the Anaheim Ducks in the Stanley Cup Final.
Okay, great predictions. What's your thought on your biggest fan's predictions?
You know, I was just looking at the last line.
A lot of hate odds. Coming from Rob, though, isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it is.
I don't feel any hate.
Yeah, you know.
No.
Yeah, a little hate there.
No. I don't feel it. I think American Pharoah is going to be.
Didn't he say that the Rays would get swept in Miami?
It's true.
A little hate there, right?
No.
This guy, I think, hates the Tampa Bay sports teams more than I do. That's all I'm saying.
Don't take it personally, Rob. I don't know if it's going to be quite as cut and dry for the Preakness. Yes, American Pharoah looked really good. Since he broke his maiden in September last year, he's been increasingly adding some length onto his races and still winning. At some point in time, it'll get to the point where the race is too long, and so we will see. Obviously, a mile and a quarter was fine for him last time. We'll see if a mile and 3/16 is too much. I think that it's going to be a little bit longer than that. Mile and 5/8. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I'm trying.
This is your wheelhouse.
I'm trying to do math right now. Sorry.
This is when short little people beat the crap out of a horse and make him run faster.
That's true. I think Taylor Verve is actually going to be an interesting one to take a look at. I don't think he's going to win. I think it's going to be close for Pharoah. Right now, the three favorites, the three best odds are American Pharoah, Dortmund, and Firing Line. I don't think Firing Line is going to be in the mix. It's going to be Taylor Verve that's going to be in there. I'm just not sure if this will be the first. This is obviously the longest of his career. At the Preakness, I'm not sure if it's going to be too long.
The thing that Pharoah has planned for him is his trainer, because this is a Hall of Fame trainer, Bob Baffert.
There's a lot of Hall of Fame trainers, though.
Yeah, but this guy always seems to be in the money. He always seems to be in the running, and I think he's won the Preakness numerous times.
True.
So I think he has his horse ready. More importantly, he has his jockey ready to beat the crap out of that horse with the stick.
Baffert is actually tied. Let me see here. I believe he is tied for second right now.
Five Preakness wins.
Five Preakness wins. He's tied with D-Wayne Lucas and T.J. Healy. So
four Kentucky Derbies and one Belmont.
And really, obviously, the Belmont is where you're going to
win the Triple Crown.
Make the biggest difference. Well, you got to get there first.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Bob Baffert, great. Although recently we've seen a lot more different trainers getting into the mix recently.
More importantly, I think we have a liner from Bob Baffert somewhere.
We do?
Yeah, I believe we do.
No kidding.
Yes, I believe we do.
There used to be a picture with my parents that was in my dad's office when we lived in Kentucky of them with D-Wayne Lucas. He was a sort of a friend of the family. But, yeah, D-Wayne is actually missing from this year's Preakness. It's going to be great, as it always is, in my opinion. I think Taylor Verve is going to be the one.
Where's it's a knockout? Is he in the Preakness?
No.
That's who I'm betting on.
Pardon
because
the
he did
pun.
He will do just as good in the Preakness as he did in the Kentucky.
That's true. Non-existent.
Yeah, he was
not,
awful.
Not there. But pardon the pun, but I think Taylor Verve is going to be the dark horse in this one. I get it. Going to the Lightning and Rangers series.
Martin St. Louis.
Marty. And that's the thing. I asked
what kind of reaction do you think? And we've talked about reactions and what you do when a player comes back. What do you think the Tampa Bay Lightning fans should do for Marty St. Louis when he returns in the middle of next week?
I agree with what you normally say. I agree with the first half in that when he shows up.
All I'm asking is
you clap, cheer him on. Yes, you coming back. He did a lot for this organization. Now the only thing where I disagree is, yes, you can boo him after he makes his first appearance onto the ice, but I think that you cheer him all the way.
I disagree.
You cheer him all the way.
I disagree. Like I've always said, and listen clearly this mm-hmm. time, you cheer him the first time he comes back, mm-hmm. the first time he steps on the ice. Mm-hmm. You cheer your baseball, whoever it may be, Carl Crawford, the first time he comes, right. The first pitch. He's been back. Now he's no longer anything. You owe Marty St. Louis nothing.
And it has nothing to do with owing anybody anything.
You don't clap for him at all.
I
not
would.
Once.
I do.
Not once.
Absolutely.
Not once. You do it the first time when he comes, and that's it. Your beloved Red Sox, I don't care who, Pedro, mm-hmm. I don't care Wade Boggs, the second time those guys came back, nobody clapped for him. It's the first time and the first time only. Mm. As a Tampa Bay Lightning fan, and you know me, I'm always on the opposite side.
Absolutely.
You boo Marty St. Louis every time he touches the puck. He's no longer anything to the Tampa Bay Lightning. The first time you come back, he is, mm-hmm. and now you move on. Now he's a arch enemy, an arch rival, and you dislike him when his blade touches the ice.
Okay. All right.
Boo Marty St. Louis. Just my, you know. That's what I would do if I was going.
Yeah.
Now, I won't be because I'll be sitting in the Lazy Boy. God, I love that Lazy Boy.
Yes, obviously a big deal is being made about Marty coming back and it being the playoffs, that situation. I think right now Henrik Lundqvist might be a little bit more of a problem to deal with.
Well, Marty's not going to be anything to deal with. You know, what's he?
He's a good player.
He's an okay player now.
He's a good player.
He's no longer what he was. He's no longer the big all-star.
Sure.
He's no longer the guy that you have to keep your right eye on. Mm-hmm. It's just he was our guy. And it's more
the
fact that Marty – no, it's more that our former superstar all-star is coming back than the fact that a great player is coming back. Because Marty St. Louis is no longer a great player. He's a good player. So, yeah, there are,
I see what you're
there
saying.
There are much
yeah.
you know other Rangers that they need to worry about than Marty. If it comes down to Marty St. Louis beating the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Lightning are going to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Agreed.
Because Marty sure. St. Louis is not going to beat the Lightning.
Well, and Bishop's been hit or miss, but he has been, in his good performances, he has been very good. And we have to worry about Lundqvist because not even though he wasn't a Vezina Trophy finalist, which is best goaltender for the season. He is actually currently number one in the finalist list for the Conn Smythe, which is the playoff MVP. Tyler Johnson is also on this list for the Bolts. But when you have when you're facing a top-tier goalie when he is in form, then you have to really worry, because it has been feast or famine for the Bolts. It has been trying to take advantage of the power plays. And if you're going up against a guy, Carey Price, who was a Vezina Trophy finalist, he just wasn't on form at the time, and he ended up giving up a lot of goals in some situations. This guy won't do that. So it's going to be a lot fewer opportunities to take advantage of the power play, and they have to make sure that they can penalty kill and even strength be able to take advantage, because these opportunities are going to be few and far between.
Do you think the Tampa Bay Lightning are too young to grasp what they're, you know, a lot of times they say, you know, too young, too dumb to really realize.
In some cases, that can be a good thing.
Right. No, I'm saying, I think more times than not, it is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't realize that this could be their only opportunity to get to the Stanley Cup Finals.
For a while.
Well, yeah. But I'm saying there's plenty of players that never get to a conference finals, and there's plenty of players that never get to a finals, and obviously there's plenty of players that never win the Stanley Cup. And sometimes being young, they don't realize that. Not that they think this way, but, you know, there's next year, there's the year after, you know, we have a long career, where guys that are in their eighth or seventh or ninth or tenth year, this could be their last time and most likely will be. Could it affect the Tampa Bay Lightning or no?
I think, therefore I am. They have enough veteran leadership to be able to keep them in the right mindset. I think that the youth, especially considering the length of the previous series, they need that youth. But in the long run, I don't think they're too young.
We'll blow through it.
You sure?
Blew through it. There's only 8 minutes left.
All right, well, we'll keep going.
We got to talk about tomorrow morning's UFC stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, which is kind of weird to say. Tomorrow morning.
And to jump in real quick and change. Screeching halt.
Hey, smooth.
That is smooth. You're anti-smooth. This is smooth. There have been some decisions made, and the UFC has made some changes to upcoming events. And no longer will the tough finale be July 12th down in Hollywood. I don't know if you've seen
it. Oh, I haven't seen this yet.
You didn't do your homework this morning getting ready for the show. That has now been moved to Las Vegas, Nevada. So it'll be the completion of International Fight Week.
That'll be good for you, because you'll already be out there.
What'll even be better is the fact that I haven't booked my flight yet. Because if I would have been on a red eye to get down to Hollywood for Sunday's fights, and now they switched it, this person would not have been very happy. But I haven't booked it yet, so yeah, they've moved that. And then they moved an Ultimate Fight Night from Brazil to Hollywood the end of June, which will be Machida.
Oh, and that'll be good because you have a bigger name, Brazilian.
No, it'll be good because I have a car and I'll drive to Fort Lauderdale.
Well, that too, but I'm talking for fans. It will be good because it's going to be, well, and the UFC, they're going to have a big name Brazilian fighter who's going to be close to Orlando, where there is a very strong Brazilian support system and population. So hopefully that'll be two consecutive cards in Florida where they're going to have a good performance, and they won't hate Florida so much. Maybe more.
They're always going to hate Florida. The commission's not been very good.
Quite as much.
The refereeing in the state of Florida has not been very good. And I do need to tell you that Sarah, who you interviewed last Friday.
Yes.
And I walked out. Well, Ralph introduced me to her after her fight. And she said, I told you. I said, no, you didn't tell me anything. I walked out. Alex interviewed you. That she told you that she wanted to win by a ground submission.
She did.
And she was losing and won by ground submission.
Good for her.
Yep.
There we go. Good for her.
And
she did say that, yes.
And it was selected by the fans for Fight of the Night. I responded to the post, and then as a judge, I felt I better take it down.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody posted the final fight as Fight of the Night, and I shouldn't have gotten involved only because I judged that fight. But to me, again, a Fight of the Night, I think, should be a close fight, should be a fight, you know, a back-and-forth fight. the final fight of the night for the WCFL on Saturday, their champion got his ass beat from start to finish. And I'd like to say, and nobody quite understood it, he fought Mr. T. This guy was like, hey, fool, come here, fool.
Really?
Hits him and just chases him down. I'm the best. I'm the best. That was the type of guy, but he just totally dominated, knocked him out, knocked him down. That is not a fight of the night.
No. No, you want it to be exciting. You don't want it to be one-sided like that.
Before I turn it over to you to do whatever you do.
Go what, do that voodoo.
I don't know what movie that was from. Oh, it's from the Tom Cruise movie, A Few Good Men, right. when he tells Demi Moore, and you go do whatever it is you do. That you do. A fight of the night, fight of the day, fight of the weekend, fight of the month, fight, fight, fight. Tomorrow, Uriah Faber and Frankie Edgar fight on UFC or on Fox Sports 1.
Correct. And at 10 a.m. is when the coverage starts.
It starts, and their fight will probably happen about 11:30, 11:45. So all you sleeper inners, be up by 11:30. It'll be a great fight. Bellator, their middleweight champion, fighting my buddy Kendall Grove.
I wanted to bring this up.
Has been stripped or will be stripped if he wins the fight. If he loses, the title goes to Kendall. If he wins, he's stripped.
I don't think we've seen anything that happened quite like this because in the past, well, off the top of my head, I'm sure it's happened. I don't remember a champ missing weight. Honestly, I don't know if I've ever seen that, but I think that it's good that Grove still has the opportunity to win the title because it's not his fault.
I do too, and I haven't liked when there's been a fight, and I don't know. I think there was one other title, and it no longer was a title fight, and it's not fair.
Not at all.
It's not fair to the other person who busts his butt, cuts the weight, does everything the right way, not the wrong way like this week's Ultimate Fighter where he went into a seizure. But, yeah, your middleweight champ either loses or is stripped. How is he going to stay motivated to win that fight? He loses either way.
He does.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what's to keep him from – he's not going to hand the belt over to Kendall Grove. This isn't WWE.
Sure.
I was watching some Randy Savage during the day yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty awesome. But he knows he's losing the title. Does he go and give it his all? He doesn't want to lose, but you know what I'm saying? He's not fighting to defend his
title. You've been around this sport long enough to know that these guys are not wired that way, though.
But I've been around enough guys that are wired so unwired.
That are completely unwired.
Yeah, that they are so completely unwired that they just won't care. They're going to make their money. He's lost his 20%, and he doesn't care. He loses the title either way. Why go in there and get you know... fight off an armbar, not tap to an arm, you know what I'm saying? Because
the amount of flack that he would take.
I'm not saying go in and lay down. I'm not saying the Hulk Hogan where I think it was Jeff Jarrett ran into the ring, fell down, and supposedly Hogan's like, what are you doing? Pin me, I'm leaving. You know, I'm not saying he's just going to throw it away, but is he going to give 100% when he knows at the end of the day he's no longer the champion, win, lose, or draw?
In my opinion.
In your opinion, anti-smooth.
I would have to say there's no way he's going to allow anything to happen that would just be even questionable to somebody asking, oh, well, did he actually try to get out of that?
Before we're out of time, hit us up on iTunes. Hit us up on the SoundCloud. Last night's Andre Orlovsky interview was classic. Pat Miletich is doing a great thing for his nephew. So check that out on eBay. Pat Miletich, type in shorts. Try to help them out. I sent a little care package out this morning.
The link's on the Facebook page as well.
The link is up. Hit us up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At KOAGS.
Have a great weekend. See you next week.